allowing yourself to become silent and still, so that your soul can open its eyes. And you find yourself standing before a wall, a brick wall. And there is a wooden door closed, set into this wall. You are curious, so you walk towards it. And there you can see there is a plate on the door that bears your name. So now, even more curious, you open the door, it opens inwards, and you find yourself in an old walled garden. But the garden is a mess. It is full of brambles and weeds, bushes with thorns. Obviously, it's been a long time since anybody watered this garden. It has so many plants in it, it is choked up. Wonder why this garden has your name on it? Why it has walls? What is it trying to keep out? Or is it trying to keep something in? You hear sound of tinkling bells, and looking up, you see an angel descending. The bell-like sound is the laughter of this celestial spirit, robed in green like rich grass. White roses upon its head, and wings coloured like the sky at evening. This is Haniel, one of the seven spirits before the throne. Haniel, whose name means the grace of God. Haniel descends into this walled garden beside you. The presence of the angel makes some deep part of you crack open, as if something that had been locked up is now suddenly released. With a sweep of one hand, Haniel gestures to a part of the garden, and the old, hard brown vegetation vanishes and is replaced by a green bush with rich leaves and rosebuds. With a sweep of one of his wings, Haniel clears another part of the garden. And so you watch as the archangel gardens, pruning back what is tired, dead, and brittle, coaxing new growth filled with life into this place. You follow the archangel, watching as the old and dead is replaced by the new, the living, by the beautiful. Now Haniel looks you fully in the face, and a beam of light comes from the angel's forehead into your third eye, and with it comes the teaching. This walled garden is the garden of your heart. It had become choked up, old and tired, and Haniel, the living embodiment of grace, has pruned it, has cleared it from what is no longer necessary, so that new things of exquisite beauty can flower in your heart. Haniel has removed the sharp thorns that we often use to defend ourselves, based upon old fears, old experiences that have no relevance to now. Haniel has turned the garden of your heart into a rose garden, and you watch the buds as they now open. Some are white roses. These are the roses of divine love. Some are red roses, the roses of human desire. What you need to do is to grow the pink rose, which is the perfect blend of divine and human love. Finally, Haniel spreads out both wings, and the walls around the heart garden come tumbling down, because true love cannot exist in isolation. It must be shared. The roses of your heart must bring perfume to those in your life. Then you will give birth to the gold rose, an immortal Lord of Light. Haniel gives you a message. God placed Adam in the garden to grow roses. As the images fade from view, the rose of your heart opens.